Hi, I'm Mark Chavez. I'm one of the hosts of Let's Make a comedy docuseries podcast about the creative process. Each season, my co-hosts, Ryan Beal, Maddie Kelly, and I take on an artistic challenge and you follow our journey. In Let's Make a Sci-Fi, we wrote a science fiction TV pilot. In Let's Make a Rom-Com, we wrote a romantic comedy film. And on our latest season, Let's Make a Horror, we produced a horror short film. And when we run into trouble, we interview Hollywood experts. People who have worked on big things like The Blair Witch Project, The Office, Star Wars, Mamma Mia, and more. All three seasons of Let's Make a are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
The voices in this series are ongoing patients of Lucetta Davis. For the purposes of maintaining confidentiality, some names and identifiable characteristics have been removed. But their voices and their stories are real.
It was like this little secret thing, and it made it special.
They met at work. A secret romance.
Honestly, right away, I was overwhelmed. She just knew what she wanted, and what she wanted was me.
They fell in love.
You know that feeling that you have when you have a massive crush on someone? You can feel them hitting your extremities.
I think I wanted to tell people about our relationship sooner than she did, but, you know, we waited, and I trusted her.
Their relationship went public, but after dating for 2 years, things changed.
You know, whatever I was feeling before, whatever that like electricity in my body that I was feeling before, I didn't feel anymore.
They have different needs in the relationship.
I want to make her happy. That's what makes me happy. So it's obviously really hard to hear that she's feeling bored or not challenged.
I would probably describe our relationship as like just sort of happening.
She's willing to risk conflict, to create a deeper connection. But he insists, what you see is what you get.
I'm just tired, and I don't want to ask anything else of you, because you're never going to be different, and I hate myself for wanting you to be different.
So he moves out of their apartment. He continues to come to therapy, but she does not. It is couples counseling, but with only one client.
They say the most important relationship in your life is the one you have with yourself. So, where do we start? Hi, thanks for seeing me again.
Anytime.
So I just mean like you're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
Tell me about yourself. What do you do?
I'm a canvasser for World Without Worms. There are over 200 million people worldwide affected by parasites, and you can help them for 50 cents a day. That's what I say on the street.
Oh, so you're on the streets and you talk to people.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a clipboard, a vest. I stop people on the street, ask them to donate money. It's very tough.
Mm-hmm. From last week's conversation, you said that you were in a happy place. Are you still there?
I went and played disc golf for the first time in a long time by myself, 18 holes. It was awesome.
Well, that's amazing. That's good.
It was, I forgot about things for a while. That really made me feel good. You know, like I'd be out there and just be thinking about how I'm going to make the next shot and nothing else. It was great.
Good. Did anything else happen?
Well, I found out that Veronica's dating my friend Piero.
Mm. How did you find out?
Well, you know, I saw them at work. They were always kind of touchy-feely, and so I tried not to think much of it, you know, and then they kissed. My God, it was like a knife in my heart, because not only was she now, like, it's been 2 weeks, I'm torn up and broken up, and she's, like, dating someone else. Like, first of all, they're both wonderful, lovely people. Piero works with us, and he's honestly one of the best fundraisers I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
It's really difficult because I'm doing my best to give her space, but she's my boss, so she has to interact with me, and that sucks.
Your girlfriend?
She's my supervisor.
Is your supervisor?
Yeah.
And she's dating a friend of yours who you also work with?
Yeah, yeah.
That is something you should be angry about, Roger.
No, not at all. That's not what I'm saying. I did this to myself. Like, I couldn't give her the space she needed, and I think Piero can, and, you know, we're broken up. She's with someone else. I was the one who couldn't give her what she needed, and understandably, she left because of that. And I just couldn't bring myself to just want to not care in the way that she wanted. And that's on me. I mean, Lucetta, you said this, like, I couldn't be independent. What is wrong with me wanting my own happiness? But instead, I was always after her happiness. No wonder she left. That's on me. That's not her fault. And I was happy.
How are we today?
Good, good, good. I think I've made it turned a corner a little bit, you know? I feel like I need to make some changes, and they say when there's a crisis, that's the best time for change.
Okay. Tell me about this change.
Well, you know, I took a step back. You know, obviously, it's been a really tough month, and I started to look at, like, okay, what are positives in my life? And one of the biggest positives that has helped me get through this is this therapy podcast, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helped, and I realized just talking about this is a affecting the change that I want to start living, which is really good for me. So I've signed up for a second therapy podcast.
You're doing a second therapy podcast.
Yeah, but Bo is super funny and totally down to earth. He doesn't take self-improvement seriously. And it's not just a podcast. It's also a self-help app. It's an AI program to create personality changes. Like reading 100 Tony Robbins books. It's called Aspirations.
I'm Bo Noonan, and this is Aspirations, the self-improvement app that helps you overcome the small, overlooked hang-ups holding you back.
It does read, Roger, that you are acting out of desperation.
I am desperate. I'm feeling anxious every day, angry, upset, sad. All that stuff, like all normal feelings for a breakup, as we've talked about. Like,
we have to process those feelings.
We
can't rush through them.
Yes, so that's part of the joy of this other therapy podcast. It's really exciting. I met this cool guy, Bo.
Roger, great to see you, man.
Bo,
how's it going?
He walked me through the whole process.
So this is an app to help you find your authentic self.
Okay.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about how the app works.
The app allows you to set goals and provides daily tasks to sort of help you improve your personality.
More so than that, it's going to give you a series of immersive activities that slowly change your personality little by little.
So, like, some of the goals I've set are to become more confident, less agreeable, and a stronger leader.
Hmm.
So first off, I gave them all of my data.
First thing we need to do is create a baseline personality for your file. So we're going to take aggregate data from your social media and searches.
And then we did a bunch of personality tests.
How would you rate your ability to create meaningful relationships?
I think good.
You find a $100 bill on the ground. What do you do?
If you're in a city, that seems unlikely. Like a wallet I would take to the police station. I wouldn't take.
And it's like a $10,000 membership, but because it's the beta test, I get it all for free.
We're also going to be recording it for marketing purposes.
Oh, okay, great.
We had a blast. I can't wait. Our first session is tomorrow.
By tomorrow, we should have a full self-improvement plan for you.
Wow.
In the morning, you wake up, you'll receive a notification, and that will give your instructions for your first activity.
I'm excited.
Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Nice sunny day. It's right in the middle of the park. Just making this video, obviously, to document the progress. Just waiting for my instructions to come in. And there it is.
Roger.
Ah, Bo, good to see you.
How are you this morning?
A little bit nervous. I mean, what's this about?
So the app Aspirations is going to put you through a series of activities, and I'm going to be there to guide you along the way.
Okay, great. I love it.
Very good.
This is, I'm going to dive in.
So right about now, you should be receiving a notification on your phone.
Sure. Yeah. Notification. Roger, it's time to find yourself. So we provided a treasure map. Follow these GPS coordinates to a new Roger. Hashtag X marks the spot. Hashtag a whole new you. I'm going to go on a treasure hunt. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
So if you open up your phone right now, you're going to see a map on the app that's going to tell you the geocache location of your treasure, which in this case is going to be the real Roger, your actual self.
Okay, very exciting.
You're also going to need this.
It's a shovel that is quite tiny, to be honest. Am I allowed to dig in a public park like this?
We didn't check.
Okay.
So you have your map, you have your challenge. I'm going to leave you to find yourself. Good luck, Roger.
Here we go. Okay, let's look at the map. It looks like there's an X above the first softball field. So I'm gonna orient myself northeast and start walking. So I'm walking towards the X and there's a woman doing Tai Chi. That's kind of neat. I'm walking towards the softball field. I feel like I'm in the spot just about with an X, but I don't really see anything. Like, it's just kind of an empty park. Okay, find the tree south of the recycling bins. Okay, I don't know why I'm running, but I feel like it helps. Here's the tree. Once you found that tree, find the horseshoe course. Horseshoe course. Okay. Guess I'm going down a steep dirt hill. Huh. That felt dangerous.
I guess I've been doing the activity for what, like 10, 15 minutes now? Right now I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical that I'm going to, at the end of this treasure map, be able to find a new version of myself that quickly. Feels like that's something you got to work on for a while, you know? But maybe I'm wrong? I hope I'm wrong.
Stand between the two horseshoe poles. Your treasure is buried there. Okay, so I'm... Wow, here we go. I don't see anything so far. So far, it's just... Something here, oh my gosh. I've never uncovered a buried object in a park. It's a wooden box. It's got some ropes wrapped around it. Oh, here we go, opening the box. There's... Inside the box, there's nothing. This is all just blank paper. Nothing on it.
You got an empty box, you can fill it with whatever you want. What the new Roger looks like, what traits he has.
So just start writing down on the...
Write what you want, who you want to be.
Okay, well, confident. I mean, if I can write anything, I'll write handsome, because that's fun. You know, how about not afraid of confrontation? Some people would like to get better at that. Maybe make other people happy by just being me. That felt amazing.
Now that we've put things inside of our treasure box, let's bury it for someone else to find.
All buried. Never done that before.
And how are you feeling about finding yourself?
To be honest, I did not think I'd have any kind of a personal revelation, and I feel like I just did.
So far, Aspirations is working?
Yeah, it is.
green cut.
So I was in the park yesterday, and honestly, it was super fun.
Sounds like you had a good time.
Well, it was an adventure. It was exciting. It made me feel like I was in charge of myself again, you know, and I wasn't just subservient, you know. Some tips that we got from the app, too, is like the idea that relationships can be viewed as like a relationship economy. It's the same as any other supply and demand. So if you're too available, you're worth less. So I was far too available to Veronica. I was available 100% of the time. So I needed to create some value through scarcity. I needed to go and do my own thing and let her miss me and want to be with me more. But she could never miss me or want to be with me because I was always there.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a smart way to look at it.
And you learned all that with Bo?
Yeah. In fact, right now when I'm giving Veronica and Piero their space right now, I'm not bugging them. I think it's actually increasing my value to her, you know?
So when you see them at work, no emotions, no anger, no hurt?
No, there's still anger and hurt there. But you know what the app says? To catch a fish, you got to stir the water. You can't gain ground or move forward when your world is stagnant. Conflict destabilizes the status quo and allows for change to be possible. I think I've been running away from what I want because I'm afraid of upsetting anyone else. And I think it has to be okay to upset other people if that's what needs to happen.
Wow. That feels like a massive perspective shift.
Yeah. And it's only been 2 weeks.
Roger, today you're doing an obstacle course. Hashtag get out of your way. Hashtag no limits. You know what? Today I feel prepared because I wore some running shoes. So it's going to be better than the first time. Thank you.
Roger, clean your room. Seriously, clean it. Hashtag change. Hashtag change your sheets.
How's it know? I guess based on all the information, it knows I don't usually watch it.
Okay, it's 6 a.m. I was talking with Bo, and apparently there's a version of the app called Aspirations Plus for corporate executives. So we're going to sign me up and see if we can improve my donations, which right now aren't great. I'm excited to try it.
All right, so we are going to get you suited up.
Wow, okay, a lot of gear.
There we go. And so this extra gear will record all of your interactions and the AI will give you tips on how to make better sales. You ready to do this?
Okay, here we go.
Let's go make some sales.
Excuse me, do you have a minute for a world without worms? No, okay. Hi, do you have a moment to help World Without Worms?
No, thank you.
Excuse me, do you have a moment to help World Without Worms? I'm pretending you didn't hear. That's fair. It's a tough morning. Feels like they are afraid of the red vest completely. Sir, do you have a moment to talk about parasitic worms?
No.
Okay, no problem. Oh man, he was on his bike and he almost stopped. That would have been awesome. That would have been like a real win.
Excuse me, do you have a moment to help World Without Worms?
So, Roger, how's it going?
You know what, actually, I think it's been a pretty good day. It's not my best day, obviously, but not my worst either. And I think I made some good connections.
But how much in donations did you raise?
Today, zero so far. But if I can get a bunch of clicks on the website, get people aware of the problem, I think that's a huge win.
Do you normally raise a lot of money?
Personally, no, but as an organization, yes.
How do you think the rest of your team did?
Today?
Yeah.
Piero, have you got any donations today?
Yeah.
How much you raise?
$750. Yeah.
For the month?
Just today.
Shit, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's awesome, if that's true. I mean, just look at the guy. Yeah, of course you're gonna give him money. That's amazing.
So it's been about 30 minutes and Roger is looking at the app a lot. He's reciting some of the mantras and he is coming back over here.
Hey, Bo.
Roger, what's up, man?
Oh boy, you know, just taking it a day at a time, moving forward though.
So, how are you feeling now? What do you think was standing in the way from you raising money?
I mean, and the app just helped me realize this too, especially it's fear. Not just about my own fear of rejection, but about other people's fear and anxiety about getting involved in something that they have a responsibility for. For 50 cents a day, you can do it. You can help somebody.
I feel like there's been a massive change. Just in 30 minutes, this is a whole new mindset.
You know what? I'm doing what we talked about and I'm diving with both feet into this app. I'm confident. I'm gonna go there and kick some ass today. Hi, how are you? Oh, I know you're moving away from me. I get it. I'm just here to help children, 280 million of them annually. I see you crossing the street. It's fine, you can talk to me. I'm not gonna hurt. Look, you got me a drink. I got you. Well, you know what I got? What do you know about deworming African school children? I see you texting. Don't worry, I got your message. You want to talk about parasites.
So yeah, we're nearing the end of the day here, and honestly, I'm getting a bit worried. But Roger is not giving up.
Hi, do you have a moment to help World Without Worms?
Oh, I see that Roger has stopped a man. And he's talking to him, and he's really mirroring the body language. Things look pretty good. Let's check it out.
So you got dogs at home?
Oh, yeah, I love dogs.
I'm here giving you an opportunity to do something about it, to help dogs around the world.
I should probably check with my wife before I like commit to like a monthly.
Look, man, I was actually in the hospital, a coma for 6 months with intestinal parasite, and it's even worse for dogs. That's agonizing and lasts a long time. It's disgusting.
It's awful.
You know, and we can do something about it. 50 cents a day, it helps dogs and people all over the world.
All right, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay. This is amazing. That 15 bucks is gonna help hundreds of dogs and children. You're gonna feel better at the end of the month. Give me your credit card info.
So, Roger, big changes today.
Yeah, I think the app really helped me realize this morning that what was in my way was my own fear.
And I wasn't aware that your charity helped dogs as well.
You know, what's good for people is good for dogs. I think the important thing is those people want to help and I'm giving them an opportunity to do it.
What is new? You have a big smile on your face.
I do. You know, the last time we talked, I talked about some of those, I don't know, for lack of a better word, aphorisms that the app has sort of pushed me towards. And I've really been trying to adopt those in my daily life and daily routine. And it's had an incredible effect.
Do you mind telling me about one adoption that you've done that has kept you inspired?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, you know, the idea of don't be afraid to stir the waters before you catch the fish. I know we talked about that a little bit, but just, you know, it's given me the confidence in the way I do my fundraising a little bit more. You know, I realized I was so meek in my way of approaching people because I didn't want to, you know, disturb them or upset them. So I started to be a little bit more bold with it and it's paid off. I'm leading every week right now in fundraising numbers.
This is amazing.
You know, Veronica's actually started to notice a bit, I think. You know, I think she's just being a little more friendly to me now and seeing a bit of the change, and that's good. That's great.
Are you feeling happy because you are seeing qualities in yourself getting stronger and richer, or are you happy because Veronica's paying attention to you now?
Why can't you ask easy questions? The apps helped me so much. I improved my assertiveness by 30%. I'm up to 42% on conflict resolution. It's a module on the app. Honestly, it's changed my life. It's amazing.
Favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Their relationship ended. But even though they decided it could not work, some feelings still linger.
I am super grateful for the relationship that Veronica and I had, and I feel like she set me free. She put me on this path with the Aspirations app. I feel like I'm a much more confident person.
I think the challenge for me is to work with Raj and to be around him all the time without feeling resentful. I had to go through all that shit. When you were willing and capable of doing it, you could have just done it with me. Not only are you not the person I dated, but you're not the person I broke up with either.
She feels like things are unfinished. He does not agree.
I just don't want to look in the past. I think Veronica's an incredible person, but I don't think we would be compatible anymore, to be honest.
A reconciliation is not possible.
Hey, Roger, it's Bo from Aspirations calling.
How are you doing, Bo?
I'm doing well.
Well, I gotta be honest, Aspirations has worked wonders for me. The only thing is, some of the videos aren't playing.
Okay. I was just calling to see if you got our email and if you had downloaded that latest patch for the app yet. It should have been mentioned in your email that you got that... We have all the data that we need, so we're going to take the app offline.
Yeah, I kind of was thinking that I'd continue using the app because it's really helping me out.
I've been instructed to call you and ask you to download the patch and to stop using the app.
Okay, if I understand correctly, if I don't update the patch, for now the app still works.
Okay, it's not going to work in the way that you want it to, Roger. We really need you to download the patch.
I'll definitely think about it. Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll have to follow up on a different call.
Hi, Lucetta. Good to see you.
You too. How are you doing?
Amazing. I'm great. Not sure if I told you this yet, but I've been promoted to a team trainer.
Out there, people are afraid to take a risk. They're afraid to look stupid and invest in the wrong thing. Our job isn't to beg them for donations. We provide a service to help them overcome their fear.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man, it's such a good feeling. I help other team members achieve their fundraising goals because I think my techniques have been good enough to not only help myself, but start to like lift the team up as well.
Find out what they're into, you know, make it personal for them. You can be infected by intestinal parasites. It could kill you, your dog, your children. Ever been to Mexico? Do you ever have trouble sleeping? That's a symptom you have parasites. If they're afraid to donate, let's give them something to actually be scared about. Get what I'm saying? It's all about...
It's like when I'm talking to people, they don't just listen. They like write it down, you know, and it's amazing to have that feeling, to be looked up to in that way.
I'm feeling motivated. I feel like you guys are in the zone. Let's get out there. Let's focus. Focus on three. Ready? One, two, three. Focus.
I mean, I like helping people achieve their goals, showing people that they can remake themselves.
Mm-hmm. And how is setting boundaries now?
A lot easier. I feel like I was just a doormat. I was letting people walk all over me, you know? And frankly, I feel like I've made a lot of progress in just 2 weeks with this app.
You have accomplished a lot in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I have to ask, why couldn't I accomplish that with you?
Okay. Do you feel that you've made no progress?
I think it's a glacial pace compared to what I'm doing on the app. Like, if I had just listened to your advice, I think I'd still be really unhappy right now.
I feel like you are moving fast for this app. And yes, I'm talking about feelings and how you feel. And that may seem like a slower process, but it acknowledges our feelings. So it won't be beneficial for me or for anyone if I push.
Can I ask why your office is messy?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask why your office is messy?
Just a few books and papers lying around. The good thing is that we're not all made the same. And I don't mind having a few messes in my office.
Yeah, I guess I just... It makes me wonder, you know? You're offering a lot of advice, but it seems like... Perhaps you're also in a place where you need to push that responsibility too.
I think I'm a little bit confused right now.
I am on a journey to success, and part of that journey is surrounding myself with successful people. And if you continue to seem like someone who's not successful, then I'm not going to be a part of this podcast anymore.
The ball's in your court, Roger.
I think we're done. Hello, Veronica. How are you?
Hi, Raj. I'm going to get right to this. So, you know, a lot of what we do in not-for-profit, the NGO space, has to do with transparency. And if our donors don't feel like their funds are going toward the cause that they donated to, they can quite often pull their donations, and worse, they can threaten legal action. I don't know if you thought I wouldn't find out or if you thought that somehow what you were doing was morally sound.
Okay, hold on. First of all, Piero has absolutely been using the same technique
God.
I have.
Roger, this has nothing to do with Piero. Nothing at all. Roger, I'm going to ask you this, and I just need you to answer me honestly, okay? What the fuck were you thinking?
I'm bringing in triple the amount of donations, and I realize I don't need to apologize for my actions here.
Our major donor is threatening legal action against us. Do you know what that means? The entire organization could go down because of you!
Look, you know Leanne. She's got low self-esteem. You could give her name to
Roger,
that office.
Roger! You're committing a crime, okay?
It's not fraud to say that it helps prevent cancer. They have shown...
Roger, I don't accept any of this. You are lying.
You have 4 new voice messages. To play your messages, press 1 to record. New message, 10:20 p.m.
Hey, Bo, it's Roger. Hope you're doing super well. Can you give me a shout back? Awesome. Hey, Bo, it's Roger. Just following up. It's kind of important. If you could call me back, that'd be great. I really appreciate it. Hey, Bo, just honestly would love to chat and catch up. You know, I felt like we had such a good connection. Oh, I didn't want to do this, but you signed me up for an app, then you disappeared, which makes me feel like something shady is going on. So unless you call me by the end of this week, I will be talking with the authorities. Hey, Bo, just in your neighborhood, and wondering if you're up for grabbing a beer. Hey, Bo, just following up with you. I'm in a bit of trouble, and honestly, I just...
You just heard a podcast called Limited Capacity. It was directed and produced by Rob Norman. Written by Joel Buxton and Rob Norman. With Veronica Paz, Joanne Digba, Ellie Ward, and Andrea Werhan. In this episode you heard voices from Ese Atawo, Alistair Forbes, Ashley Botting, and Michelle Parisi, with Danny Avila, Bianca Alonghi, Ted Hambly, and Bo Noonan. Mixed and edited by Andrew Norton. Technical production by Nora CB. Music by Jamie Carroll and Breakmaster Cylinder. Production help from Cecil Fernandez and Ellen Payne Smith. Our senior producer is Gina Verma. And the executive producer of CBC Podcasts is Arif Nurani. Why not leave us a review on your podcast app of choice? It makes a big difference in helping new listeners find the show. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CBC Podcasts.
Bo! Oh, it's crazy to run into you. You didn't return my calls. Hey, Bo. Don't walk away from me.
I don't know you.
What do you mean you don't know me? What are you talking about? You can't just abandon people like that. Bo, we're friends.
Hey, I'm just an actor.
You're just an... No, we're friends. You're not just an actor. We're friends. What am I supposed to do without that? Bo, stop running. You fucking... You talk to me. You want to work with me for a whole fucking month and then fuck my life up and just leave? Touch me, man. What the fuck are you doing?
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.